Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a guy who got arrested for a robbery, and it's... He shouldn't even be arrested because he brought the wrong weapon, so he couldn't even pull it off.
Oh, ridiculous. Poor guy.
Poor guy. Thank you, T-Yak.
I don't
know. I got it. Aaron's story's about her.
I don't even have one. I'm just so...
Oh, is it T-Yak?
It's me, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a story. The four horsemen are here. This is not a joke, and they're coming to Walmart.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Louisiana. Louisiana.
I don't know why I thought Aaron was doing the story. This thing is so off the rails that I give anyone listening permission to just punch that button. Just head on somewhere else. Come back in a couple minutes.
Tell my story first.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, tell your story.
Well, so there was a Walmart. Yeah, Walmart in Louisiana. Yes, there were four men. Yeah. Who got caught. Apparently, they were riding their horses down there in Louisiana.
Oh, they were bringing their horses to
Walmart. They decided to ride their horses through the Walmart.
All right.
Oh, they brought them inside.
Wait. I thought you said to the Walmart.
Through the Walmart.
The Walmart.
Through the aisles, towards the cashiers. Just four horsemen riding through a Walmart. One of the guys, 18-year-old, said they call their group the Cutthroat Cowboys. Says, we don't want to hurt nobody. We always ride here, and we just wanted to do it that day. Turns out, not a good enough excuse for the cops.
No.
Walmart has a strict policy against horsing around.
Oh, I should have known this was... Yeah, no, I was actually paying attention. Like, it was a real story. And this is just a way for him to get horse puns out.
It's a real story.
How many more do you have?
Why the long face?
Okay. All right.
It would behoove you to let me finish. They were all arrested.
Are the horses in a stable environment?
They are, yes.
You fool. Do you get mine?
I do.
Okay.
My story's out of Australia.
Ah. Good eye, mate.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yes.
A guy went in to hold up a convenience store, asked for some cash. They were like, well, I don't know. We're not just going to give that to you. We don't just hand out cash. Do you have a weapon? And he pulled out a boomerang.
Mm. Yeah, it's Australia.
The national weapon.
They should be terrified.
He was shoeless and had himself... a boomerang. The clerk didn't seem fazed by it, so to scare him, he hurled the boomerang, and it went over and knocked over a liquor display.
Oh, no.
Now there's broken glass, and he's decided to abort the mission and leave, because the police are on their way.
Okay.
I think I told you at the beginning, he's barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
And there is just broken glass between him and escape. So cops came and found him just sitting on the ground with his little boomerang in a pile of broken glass. You brought wrong weapon to convenience store robbery.
Yeah, didgeridoo better next time. Lost its... didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Wallaby.
We got to get this thing down about 3 minutes shorter than it is right now. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Hey.
That was so unexpected. I'm so much happier for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.